The trial of Australian journalist Peter Greste is drawing to a close, and overnight Egyptian prosecutors requested he receive a maximum jail term of at least 15 years. He's among four foreign journalists charged with spreading false news. They were caught up during a crackdown by the military-installed authorities against the Muslim Brotherhood. His brother Mike was at the trial in Cairo.
Well, in short, they've asked for a maximum sentence of 15 to 25 years, so they're going the whole hog.
Were you expecting that?
If there's anything I've learned over this the last sort of 4 or 5 months of this trial, Chris, is that we just don't have any expectations. It's just safer that way. So I guess in some ways it was it's certainly a shock to fear or think that that they're asking for the maximum, and that's what Peter may receive.
Have you been able to speak with Peter?
Very briefly, Chris. Just told him to hang in there, and we'll look forward to seeing him on Monday when I'll next visit him in prison.
He spent 159 days in jail now. How is he bearing up?
When I last saw him, he never ceases to amaze me. He's always extremely strong and in a pretty good mood. Quite often, I find he's the one who lifts me up as opposed to me being the one to go and lift his spirits in prison. I saw a few cracks appearing that he just wants this over and done with. But otherwise, he's bearing up extremely well.
Well, speaking to ministers here, they say that they have tried everything that they can think of, including trying to talk to third-party countries like Jordan, but they believe that your brother's caught up in a fight between Egypt and Qatar, and with Egypt believing that Qatar is supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you think that your brother is just a pawn in a political game?
There's little doubt that this is a political trial. How much is put in towards that argument and disagreement between Qatar and Egypt is difficult to know.
How are you bearing up yourself, Mike? You've suspended your life essentially to try and support your brother.
Yeah, look, it's a struggle for the family as well, Chris. Like you said, we do have our lives on hold at the moment, and it'll remain that way until Peter's released. We have to remain strong for him. He's at the end of the day, he's the one who's sort of locked up in a tiny little cell for 23 hours of the day. So, but it does become more frustrating for us every time there's an adjournment and another couple of weeks that Peter has to rot in the jail for no good reason.
Is there anything that the Australian people can do to help support the family?
There's little doubt, Chris, that he is. All of them, actually, in prison are buoyed and encouraged by the support that we receive from the public. As long as people remain vigilant to this case and share a voice through social media or through their friends, and just to keep the story alive in the interest of the public, then that's more than enough.
Mike Greste, the brother of imprisoned Australian journalist Peter Greste.